This is Louisiana's Lab. I'm Wallace Watkins.
We have a specimen known as Australopithecus africanus, locally known as Mrs. Plez. Here, that's my favorite fossil. Every time I see her, I get all dressed up.
Dr. Juliet Brophy, a paleoanthropologist at LSU, is part of the team that discovered a new human ancestor, Homo naledi. The naledi fossils were recently found in a cave in South Africa.
The genus Australopithecus is the one right before our genus, the genus Homo.
Homo naledi is already differentiating itself from other species. For one, remains of 15 individuals have been found. Other species have been determined based on as little as one tooth.
And now, we show up and we have 190 teeth. We had entire skeletal pieces. That's huge. That's unprecedented in paleoanthropology. We definitely knew we were making history.
Second, naledi has a mixture of both modern and primitive features.
So the shape of the skull looks more modern, but the size of the skull is only about a third from modern humans.
It was conventionally thought that as the brain got larger, teeth got smaller. Large brain size led to developments, like using fire to cook and knives to cut food. Because brains were working harder, the teeth didn't have to. That was the theory.
With Homo naledi, we have a small brain size and small teeth. That was not the trajectory.
They still don't know how old the fossils are. That's the next step.
If it comes out to be less than a million, well then, the evolutionary tree is a lot more bushy than we previously thought.
Dr. Brophy says this discovery of naledi has thrown a wrench into the theory of human evolution.
We had some preconceived ideas about what the genus Homo meant. And we need to redefine that to really understand what the genus Homo means.
For Louisiana's Lab, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for healthcare and science coverage on Louisiana's Lab comes from Bazil, Saxe & Wilson, serving the legal and business needs of people and companies throughout Louisiana, and from ExxonMobil Baton Rouge, supporting education in science, technology, engineering, and math.